Hello, a very good evening to you. It's 3 minutes past seven. You're listening to LBC. I'm Ian Dale. Right, beginning with the big story of the day. No, it's not the climate change protests or Emma Thompson's involvement in them. I mean, for goodness sake. It's the newly released Mueller report, which shows that President Trump tried to get the man appointed to investigate his links to Russia fired. Details are starting to emerge about the 448-page redacted document collated by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, which was published earlier this afternoon. Mr. Trump's legal team earlier described the report as a total victory. Not quite sure that's an accurate description. It comes as the country's top lawyer, William Barr, faces heavy criticism of his handling of the report's release. Well, let's cross live to Washington and talk to our correspondent there, Simon Marks. Big day for Donald Trump, big day for William Barr, Simon.
Massive day here in Washington, D.C., Ian, and I think the answer to the question you just posed depends on your definition of the word total and on your definition of the word victory. But let's talk about some other words. No collusion, no obstruction. That's the mantra that has been repeated by President Trump and his top officials over the last 3 weeks. It is, we now know, a lie, perpetuated even this morning by the president's own fiercely loyal Attorney General William Barr, who held, if you can believe it, a press conference about the report before the report had actually been released. He insisted to reporters, who of course had no way of fact-checking him, that this was the Mueller investigation's bottom line.
After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts.
But in fact, that's a very charitable assessment of what Robert Mueller actually says. In the redacted 448-page report released just 3 hours ago, the president is not cleared of collusion, because the special prosecutor Robert Mueller says he wasn't looking into collusion. Rather, he says in the report he was exploring whether the Trump campaign team's actions rose to the level of criminal conspiracy. That's a much higher bar, and Robert Mueller concludes that despite numerous contacts between campaign advisers and Russian government emissaries, he did not establish that those contacts added up to an illegal conspiracy. Then we get to the second issue, that of obstruction. The president insists he was fully exonerated by the Mueller investigation. But in fact, Robert Mueller writes, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. And that raises massive questions for the aforementioned fiercely loyal Attorney General William Barr. He's the man who, after a weekend's reading of the Mueller report, decided 3 weeks ago that the president had no charges to answer. So he was asked today why he reached that conclusion.
Why did you, Mr. Rosenstein, feel the need you had to take it to the next step to conclude that there was no crime, especially given that DOJ policy?
Well, the very prosecutorial function and all our powers as prosecutors, including the power to convene grand juries and the compulsory process that's involved there, is for one purpose and one purpose only. It's to determine yes or no. Was alleged conduct criminal or not criminal? That is our responsibility, and that's why we have the tools we have. And we don't go through this process just to collect information and throw it out to the public. We collect this information, we use that compulsory process for the purpose of making that decision. And because the special counsel did not make that decision, we felt the department had to, and that was a decision by me and the Deputy Attorney General.
But there are plenty of observers out there who think that it should have been Congress ultimately that made that decision, not the Attorney General. To hear Mr. Barr tell it, this report has done the country a public service by unmasking the Russians' attempt to influence the election, but has cleared his boss, the President, of any dodgy dealings. But there are devastating passages in this report, and And only now is it becoming clear why the White House went to such great lengths to delay its publication and own the narrative surrounding its contents. Here are some examples. When President Trump learnt of the appointment of Robert Mueller, he freaked out in the White House. "Oh my God, this is terrible," he said. "This is the end of my presidency. I am..." And then he uses a word that even Ian Dale is unable to use on his own radio show. He then attempted to fire Robert Mueller, instructing the top White House lawyer Don McGahn to tell the Department of Justice to get rid of him. Mr. McGahn refused. Then he refused to lie about the conversation, telling colleagues he was being ordered to do some crazy stuff by the president, except he didn't use the word stuff. Robert Mueller actually says the main reason that he was unable to move forward with the obstruction charges against President Trump is because so many of President Trump's top lieutenants refused the president's orders and refused to accede to the president's wishes. Then there's Hope Hicks, the president's former director of communications. She told investigators that she was ordered to lie about the nature of a meeting between the president's son, Don Jr., and the Russians at Trump Tower. As reporters and members of Congress comb through this report, it gets worse and worse for the White House. And that's before we get to the stuff we can't read, like the heavily redacted section on the Trump campaign's outreach to WikiLeaks about emails that were stolen from the Democratic Party's computer server. Needless to say, at the White House, President Trump was once again repeating his mantra.
No collusion, no obstruction.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
But that, Ian, is totally untrue. And now Congress must decide what to do about it.
Well, a very comprehensive roundup there. Thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Well, let's